Hello and welcome to the Veeam Community Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Vanover. This is episode 91, What to Expect from Veeam at VMworld. Joining me today are my two friends here in the office, Megan Mesher and Caroline Cheeseman. How you doing, Megan?
Hi, I'm good. Happy to be here.
Megan, you've been on the podcast before. You know how this goes, but Caroline, this is your first time. Welcome.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Awesome. And I'm happy to, you know, I'm lucky to work with these two young ladies. They're awesome. Megan, can you reintroduce yourself? Tell everyone your role and what you do here at Veeam.
So I am the Americas Events Manager. My role is basically to oversee our presence and activity with all large corporate trade shows. So we are all VMworld all the time right now, getting excited for Veeam's biggest show of the year from a global perspective.
Absolutely. And Caroline, how about yourself? Introduce yourself.
Sure. Caroline Cheeseman. I'm the events coordinator for the Americas, so I pretty much handle everything VMware-based, so VMworld is our big event that we're very excited about.
Absolutely. Now, those of you who have listened to the podcast before and listened to some of the Veeam stuff know that Megan's on Twitter, at MMESCH, or MESH might be an easier way to say it. I love M&M candy, so I was thinking, maybe I'm hungry. It is about lunchtime. So anyways, I mean, it's VMworld, right? Usually the podcast doesn't talk entirely about Veeam, but in this case we are. So we made a quick little agenda, and wow, this is quite the rich event. And the number one thing, you know, it's modern data protection, and for us that's version 7 of Veeam Backup and Replication. And so, yeah, Megan, that's when you talk to product marketing, that's what they wanted to focus on, is that right?
Yeah, for sure. We're just really excited about version 7. Everyone's really proud, all the way from the development side through our product strategy with Rick's team here. So we never really had a question of what we were going to promote and talk about at VMworld.
Absolutely. And so, you know, at the booth, right, so Caroline, we're going to have a lot of things going on at the booth, right? What kind of things can we see at the booth?
We obviously see a lot of demos of V7. So we also have Anders, the infotainer there. He's great. We've had him in the past. Really gets the crowd not only informative about V7, but very excited. We have a lot of giveaways, including modern data protection t-shirts, 8 gig flash drives with Veeam Backup Free on it, earbuds that are logoed with Veeam and VMworld 2013, Veeam branded beer koozies for the hall crawl, beer on the night of the hall crawl, and on Wednesday morning we'll be having energy shots.
Earbuds, is that like for audio player systems?
Absolutely.
Like you could hook up your Walkman or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Your Walkman. Taking it back to the 90s.
Well, I don't know. What are those portable music things called? I don't know. I guess people would use it on their phone. Yeah. Yeah, you can see that I do that a lot. Right. Or maybe even Pandora. I do Pandora.
Yeah.
I'm modern.
You can use it when you watch movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got
on the plane.
So, or you could listen to this podcast. There you go.
Absolutely.
With the earbud. Which, by the way, we have a podcast app coming out soon. I got to get the logos right soon.
Exciting.
Working on it.
Yeah.
Those earbuds will come in handy.
That's right. That's right.
And you totally skipped over the energy shots, which I think are exciting.
Yeah,
on Wednesday morning
after the party.
After the parties.
Well, we'll come back to parties. Remember, Wednesday, energy shots, Veeam booth. And what's the number?
We're in booth 1629.
Gotcha.
Not that that'll really matter since the signs are so small, but we have large hanging cubes.
You will see us.
They're virtual machines.
Yes.
Suspended
absolutely.
In the sky.
Four green virtual machines.
They look like big ice cubes that you could put in a drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just follow those. That's where we're at.
Thought.
Yeah.
Like the ones we've had at our parties.
Exactly.
The ones that we've had at Queen.
They're illuminated as well. All right. So another big part of our, you know, message for modern data protection are the sessions that we have. And this year we're lucky to have two sessions, one big, one small. I'll tell you a little bit about those real quick. The first of those is BCO 5362, Veeam Backup and Replication V7 Deep Dive. And that's going to be presented by Anton Gostev and Doug Hazelman. Now, you're not going to get anyone in the world to deliver better content for the deep dive of this product than Anton. So both this session and then also the next session that I'm going to talk about are already pre-registered full. But you guys know how that works. You know, you can show up, and if there's room, they'll let you in. But let's talk about the deep dive. So V7 introduces a lot of new stuff. And there's a, I don't want to say a huge training curve, but there's a lot of opportunity that takes a little bit of thought to really maximize how this new version will work. I really encourage you guys to check it out. If you can't attend it live, you know how it works with VMworld. You can watch it on replay in a couple weeks. They'll have it posted. Those of you who are going to be at VMworld Europe, I do know this session will be repeated there. We'll have a different number, so you're not going to totally miss out if you're not coming to this VMworld in San Fran. The other session is STP 1004, Veeam Backup and Replication, 7 Designs for Success. That's going to be presented by me in the Solutions Exchange Theater. Now, both of these sessions, I'm going to put links in the podcast notes to the VMworld page so you can put them on your wait list or whatever, at least have them in your schedule. But this one's going to be cool because I'm going to show how does it work. It's literally going to be 7 slides of diagrams. You know, Veeam component here, VMware component here, backup stuff there, and that's how it works. Which reminds me, I probably should get on making that slide deck.
Time is ticking.
Yeah, it's like 2 weeks and some change. Tick, tick. So the sessions are a big deal, but like Caroline said also, at the booth we're going to have demos. And I forget, how many demo stations are we going to have?
8.
8, not 7?
Not 7, unfortunately.
Oh, that's not right. But next year will be good.
We don't want to shortchange the attendees.
There you go. Got it. So for those of you out there, if you want to see it in action, you know, we're recording this on the 2nd of August, 2013 at 10:24 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. It's daylight time right now. That's right. So, yeah.
I thought it was...
No, it's daylight. But, you know, our plan is to have V7 generally available within Q3. We would love to have it GA before VMworld, but officially the answer right now is Q3. So if it is available, you'll see the GA version and walk out, you know, equipped in terms of what it is. And then if it's not GA, you'll see the latest beta, release candidate, etc. Okay, cool. But you know what else is good at the booth? The big giveaways. There are the little giveaways, which Caroline just talked about. But what's the big giveaway? What's the big thing?
We're going to have 7 ways to win $7,000. So our concept is we're going to do a scavenger hunt, Veeam around VMworld. You're going to get a card with 7 activities, of which you only have to complete 4. And then the ultimate prize that you'll be entering for is a $7,000 tech shopping spree for merchandise of your picking for your professional technology needs.
Oh, that's awesome. Where did you ever come up with an idea like that?
I just happened to work with this brilliant man over
here. Nice. So, you know, the thought on this scavenger hunt, everyone, is, you know, it's like a shopping spree, right? I went back in the bowels of my past, and I said, what really, really gets me excited, you know? And I went back to when I was a kid, and, like, you know, you'd have the commercials of the shopping spree. You're running down the store with the cart, and you're throwing all this stuff in. Yeah, exactly. Like at the toy store. What would get me that lit up today? Well, it would be going on a website and filling up a shopping cart with all the tech stuff that I want. So there's a couple of rules we have for this program. We probably should flesh them out. We have fleshed them out.
I have rules.
What are those?
So, obviously, like I covered, you have to get 4 stamps, but 7 opportunities, so you don't have to hit every single item.
Right.
And then you have to be present at the time of the drawing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to drop off the top piece of your card with your name information on it prior to the drawing. And within 3 business days, we'll contact you, ask for your tech wish list.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our target winner is an end user or a software reseller. Unfortunately, the host company, VMware, event staff, management, Veeam competitors, Veeam Technology Alliance partners, and Veeam employees are ineligible to win.
Got it. And that's important. And let me explain that, right? When we design this program, we have to identify the core attendee, right, which is end users and then software resellers, right, because there is a slight partner ecosystem that comes into VMworld. And, of course, you know, our competitors, right, duh, that applies. So, you know, there are some rules, and, you know, we'll the way we draw this is we look at the badge and verify that the person works at an organization or at least is there in a context that applies to these rules. And then we'll say, what's the term? We have a winner.
Yes.
That's the term. So.
Winner. So, yeah, you can pick up this card starting on Sunday night when the show opens.
Mm-hmm.
You have pretty much most of the week to get your activities completed, and mm-hmm. we will be drawing on Wednesday at 1 p.m.
Be there or be without. Love
be
it.
Be there or...
And what are some of the ways they can get those 4 out of 7? Do you mind? Or
yeah, no. Yeah. So we have some pretty easy ones that people can do as soon as they pick up their card. They can check in on the booth. Or check into the booth on Foursquare. They can see the product demonstration, which we're pushing for V7.
Yep.
And then we're going to be giving away those T-shirts. So they can pick up a T-shirt, tweet a picture wearing the Built for Virtualization T-shirt, and just use Veeam and VMworld 2013 in the tweet. They can attend one or both of the speaking mm-hmm. sessions that Rick already covered. Then... during the hall crawl, since we're going to have beer available at the booth, they can come get a beer and a koozie at the same time and collect a stamp. Then lastly, we have you, or we've given you the opportunity to attend one of the following. We've listed the VM Underground Party, a lot of excitement there.
Yep.
The V Tweet Up and Flip Cup activity. And we have the Veeam Party on there.
Gotcha. So the stamping will go mobile. Love it.
Yes.
Now, the second to last thing there was the hall crawl. Caroline, can you tell me a little bit about the hall crawl? What is that?
Sure. The hall crawl is Tuesday night, and we are participants, so you'll be able to stop by our booth, grab a beer, grab a koozie.
Nice.
Just a fun little thing for the attendees to loosen up and talk to vendors and have a beer.
But it's horrible because on page 3 of my instructions as a Veeam employee, bullet point number 3, no alcohol may be consumed by booth workers during the reception or hall crawl. Snap.
Well, but you're not technically on the booth schedule as a mandatory worker.
Well, I've gone to page 5
here. I believe
here.
You have an asterisk next to your name.
No, I don't, actually.
Not.
I do not.
Italicized.
Especially for Hall Crawl, Rick Vanover.
Oh.
But
well,
not star.
As available.
I don't know. To be hashed out with the rules. I do like the rules, by the way. And I'm a stickler for those. But, you know, one area where, you know, that rule will not apply is the Veeam Party. So, Megan, what's up with the Veeam Party?
Well, the Veeam Party is going to be on Tuesday night, 8 to 11, for anybody that was lucky enough to attend VMworld and the party last year. It will be at the same location. We're going to be at the mezzanine on Jesse Street. We can hold up to 1,000 people in the venue, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So invites will be going out the week of the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
So look for those in your inboxes. Otherwise, we just encourage you, you know, if you got some friends at Veeam, ask, show some love. Maybe we'll hook you up with a party pass. Anybody getting the invite will be notified to pick up a wristband at the Veeam booth. So wristbands will be required to show that you are a Veeam party goer.
Right.
And we will just allow everyone in with a wristband until we hit capacity, and then we'll line them up.
Gotcha. And in any situation, it's a good idea to be early. Mm-hmm. I mean, we always deal with, you know, the capacity. And honestly, folks, 1,000 people for a venue, for a party, whoa, that's big.
A lot in San Francisco.
Yeah. So, and it's honestly hard. Honestly, I'd say it's quite a challenge to find a venue. It's walking distance, that big, and that cool, okay,
cool.
to get
I think,
it's tough.
I think last year it was really fun. We had people there as early as like 7.
Mm-hmm.
They were just lining up, and they mm-hmm. were they
ready
were pumped.
That's right.
They were friendly. They were just excited to get in at 8.
Maybe I'll go out and work the line and start telling jokes.
Yeah.
You know, my one SQL Server joke. That's all I got. That's all I got. So, but in any situation, if you get the email or if you just get word of mouth, everyone needs a wristband. Is that right?
Everyone needs a wristband.
Got it. Got it.
I'm sure the registration link will float around on Twitter at some point, so be kind to me and register just so I know to expect you.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, I'll tell you what, guys. This is a great lineup for VMworld, and I'm excited for it. And the last thing I had on my agenda really was to talk about, you know, and Megan, in my case, what is our most fond memory of VMworld? And then in Caroline's case, what are you looking forward to the most? So Caroline, what are you looking forward to the most at VMworld?
Sure. So it'll be my first VMworld. I obviously am very excited for the party, but I think primarily I'm actually very excited to be at the booth. We have a lot of great things going on with the VMround VMworld scavenger hunt with Anders and the giveaways. There'll be a lot of hype around V7. So I think just the excitement and that constant going feeling of being at the booth, I'm actually very excited for.
Yeah, it is an interesting experience.
That's what I've heard.
It's an overwhelming flow when they first open the doors on Sunday.
Exactly.
It's like, here they come.
The time flies, and your feet will hurt, and your voice will be gone.
But that's okay. That's all right. That means it was a success.
I don't think my voice ever makes it past Tuesday night.
Exactly.
It's gone.
Well, especially like the one year when the opening night was during the band, and we were right next to it.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh, we had to talk over the band. That was tough.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's awesome. I'll be sure to highlight this part of the podcast for you on Wednesday.
Yeah, and see, Wednesday.
Yeah, see how you're
feeling the same way.
Yeah, exactly. And Megan, how about you? What's your fondest memory from VMworld? Which this is what? You've been since 2009, right?
I've been since 2009, so this will be my fifth one coming up.
Wow.
Time flies. So I think maybe 2010 was my fondest year to remember. It was my second VMworld, so I felt a little bit more relaxed. I wasn't as frantic and nervous. And we also won Best of VMworld that year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just the energy from that. And if anybody's there and can recall, I mean, we just had a ton of Veeam people at the judging, and everyone just started jumping up. And that was the year Anton went all up and wrapped his arms and legs around Doug for the big hug.
Oh, I remember that. That was
video.
That's so great.
That's
just kind of a fond memory that I have ingrained in my brain.
Yeah, it was like a huge coming out party. You know,
it was
like on the scene.
We made
the mark.
Legit after that, I guess.
And you know what, though? There's a lot of fun to be had at VMworld, but, you know, for the vendors, for the listeners who don't work for a vendor, it's an incredible amount of work. I mean, Megan, you guys, when do you start, or when do you ever stop planning for VMworld?
When do we start?
I think we've talked about it, like, maybe once a month since, like, January, February.
I start my budget in November, so I have to think about how much money I'm going to spend at this and the party. And
like all the bills from the last may not even be done before we start.
Exactly. In February, I'm calling party venues.
Nice.
Can I have this date? Yep. Don't give it to anyone else.
Awesome.
We were at PEX talking about VMworld. We're like, okay, we're thinking about this. So
it's crazy, crazy. So
what's your favorite memory?
Oh, my favorite memory. So I take a lot of, pride and put a lot of effort into a creative side that I have, okay, especially around selecting giveaways. And last year, you know, our big giveaway was the Dream Lab. And Megan gave a dollar amount that we had for our big giveaway, right? And I don't want to do something boring like an iPad every hour or something like that, right? I want to differentiate. I want to come up with something that everyone says, that's what I want. And last year it was the Dream Lab. So we had a dollar amount. And I lined it up with equipment and software that were in the interests of Veeam that would fit within that price point. And we gave away an awesome lab. So we gave away two servers, an SSD SAN, a year of TechNet, and a vSphere Essentials license, and everything Veeam, and a network switch, and maybe some other stuff. And Barry, the winner last year, really liked it. But you know what? I didn't stop there. And then we gave away the giveaway on the cool promotion where we did the Dream Lab plus a tablet and a course for VMware or Microsoft-related training so people could then take the test, right, just build out the career. But what I did, both in Barry's case, and I forget who won the other one, I talked to them. I said, what would you do different with this prize, right? And that's real important. So I listened to them, and I tweaked the prizes every now and then. And I think that this one, the 7 Ways to 7K, really helps me kind of take my creative side and yet apply it to the winner. And I think it'll be really, really cool. So my favorite memory really is kind of crafting that up and then listening to people say how much they want these prizes. That just to me is, I really enjoy doing that. So it's not my money, which is the best part. So.
Exactly. And you're just so in touch with the community. I feel like, you know, you reach out to them, you know what they like, or you're willing to ask them. So
I do try.
Hopefully the listeners and everyone who gets word of this promotion will get excited and
enter it. I'm really excited about this.
It's going to be an awesome event. And, you know, on behalf of all of Veeam, and then also on behalf of everyone who attends the party, attends our booth and the sessions, thank you, Megan and Caroline, and to an extent, Ashley, who's not with us here today. Thank you all for your team. Great help. It's going to be a great event. I know that you guys put a lot of work into it, and I really appreciate it. So with that, we're going to wrap up this podcast, and I'm going to put links in the podcast notes to our two sessions. We have a landing page for our VMworld event, which I've already linked on our Pinterest account. We'll probably start tweeting it. Maybe we'll tweak it also. Who knows? But I'm going to have a link to that. And, of course, you can always reach out to us on Twitter at Veeam, myself, Doug, or the others. We'll give you a quick reply.
I have one more note I want to mention. Sorry.
Absolutely.
So with VM Underground this year, sponsors do have some tickets, and they're doing wristbands. So I will be talking to the VM Undergrounders once we get to the site, and I will have wristbands at the booth on Sunday. I have a limited amount, but if you come and ask for Megan, I will possibly hook you up if I have wristbands.
That is a very limited number. I saw it. It's quite limited.
It's quite limited.
Yes, yeah. So that's actually, I'd actually say VM Underground is the hardest event to get into.
I think it is. Yeah. I think they might have the...
They've got the exclusive thing going. That's quite nice.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. Well, hey, Megan, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Caroline, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. We'll see you in San Francisco.